Lise de la Salle plays Rachmaninoff alongside Walton's Scapino Overture and Elgar's First Symphony next Friday evening at 7:30. And now, time for Drama on Three. And this week, a bold new version of Pam Jems' powerful stage play, Camille, starring Charithra Chandran. Here to introduce it is the adapter, Satinder Chauhan.
Camille by Pam Jems was first staged by the Royal Shakespeare Company in 1984. It's a forceful retelling of one of the greatest tragic love stories in Western classical music, because it's based on Alexandre Dumas's novel La Dame aux Camélias, which in turn inspired Verdi's opera, La Traviata. From working-class origins, Pam Jems began writing in her 40s as the mother of four children. Through pioneering work, she explored the untold experiences and stories of women. When I began adapting Camille, I was awed by its passion, wit, and modern tone, but also by Jems's myth-breaking focus on the female quest for sexual and financial independence in a male-dominated society based on money and class. I've set my adaptation in India. I felt the original Parisian salons and courtesans of 1848 could be powerfully transposed to the thriving courtesan houses, or kotas, of mid-19th century Calcutta. The courtesans, or the wives, as they were known, hailed from an esteemed cultural tradition with royal and noble patronage. When the British took control of India in 1858, courtesans were among the highest earners in society. The British hit them with high taxation and denigrated their status to that of prostitutes. This adaptation captures the dying light of a vibrant courtesan era, filled with strong female friendships and transactional relationships with men. But whether 19th century Paris or Calcutta, Camille remains an eternal story about the high price women pay for love, freedom, and ultimately survival in a world of unrelenting male power.
Lot 130. A fine looking glass, silver gilt. 500 rupees. Thank you, sir. 600, 1,000 rupees, ladies and gentlemen, for this fine mirror. Going at...
Let me through.
1,000 rupees.
Let me through, yeah, but...
So, gentlemen behind.
Who are you?
Good morning, sir.
What do you want?
I'm sorry, sir. I simply came to see...
Oh, see, see, see what?
Forgive me. It seems I am intruding. A spring shower drove me in. The crowd intrigued me. I beg your pardon. I'll leave. Oh, my dear sir, you're ill.
It's nothing. Fever. I was in Egypt.
Ah. I am well acquainted with the rigors of foreign infection. I have been traveling myself around Persia for a year. I lost my dear wife.
Lost?
In childbirth.
And the child? The child?
In the coffin with his mother. You are not here to buy?
Buy?
A remembrance, perhaps. The auction is full of the loveliest objects.
And now,
there is a very pretty jewel box. Jade.
The lot we've all been waiting for.
What is this thing?
The bed. Famed throughout Calcutta. Carved with lotus flowers. They say that 23 days of the month, she wore a white lotus. The other 5 days, she wore pink.
Oh.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The bed as shown. What am I bid for this beautiful bed?
No.
You are too late, my friend. The bed is sold. The auction is over. You knew the lady? May I know her name? Sir, may I know the lady's name?
Ah, good evening, Dhanik Sahib. Not at the opera tonight?
Oh, and miss one of the finest Mehfil Soirees in all Calcutta?
Quite. And I've seen the opera.
Hmm?
She kills herself.
Oh, Premila Sahib. Now, that new courtesan we saw in the Botanic Garden the other day, pretty looking woman, eh?
She doesn't hold a candle to the courtesans in my house. Better you sprinkle your salt and opium money over my girls. Isn't that right, Sophia?
Yes, because we're not just pretty faces.
Dhaniksar, please be seated. She certainly wasn't my idea of a pretty face. Welcome, General Sahib. Delighted you could join us.
Good evening.
Sophia, the General and I met at a soiree in Delhi, didn't we? Or was it Lucknow?
Lucknow, I believe. Charmed, Sophia. I'm very much looking forward to the song and dance this evening.
A classical song, dance, music and poetry too.
Splendid, splendid.
General Sahib, please be seated for a hookah pipe or some delicious betel leaf pan.
Pan? Actually, you must excuse me for a moment. I've lost my hat.
Poor boy.
Yes, serious matter.
I fancy he's already taken.
Oh, who by? I like him. I'm good with shy men. Unlike...
Arman Sahib, welcome.
Premila Sahib, Sophia.
Your Highness.
I thought we'd seen the last of you.
You seem surprised.
By you?
Arman, that's enough. Well, did you win?
5 straight.
At the races? Isn't he clever?
We must celebrate. What's the matter?
Could it be the 6th race was a loss?
Apologies from the heart.
You never know when to stop.
Most beautiful, Sophia.
And you can stop that. She wants nothing more to do with you. You've broken this poor girl's heart. She hasn't forgiven you.
What? No.
I had to prise the opium from her poor little hand. She was going to finish it all, weren't you?
What? Yes.
She'd even chosen the songs for her cremation.
I'm having masses of frangipani and marigolds for their colour.
And we're sprinkling her ashes in London.
Why London?
Because you've never been there, silly.
I could take you there.
Could you? Premila Sahib, I think I found the General's hat. Arman, I'm not coming with you.
That's enough. Over there for a hookah pipe or palm. Where have you been? You've missed our last 3 soirees.
I went to Delhi.
A long way for a herbal potion. I could have helped you.
Yes.
My dear, you're a fool to fall out with Arman. Royalty, well in funds.
No.
Your trouble is, you're too independent.
Back already?
Most beautiful, Premila. Such an elegant soiree.
Oh, you're a wicked prince. Why can't you treat us decently?
What is it with women's arms?
The bangles?
Ow! Stop it, you beast!
Ah, your flesh. So sun-kissed, so mature.
You're too rough.
But worth your while.
The creditors don't think so. Why must you be so cruel?
Cruel?
With women. Why?
They disappoint. Who is that? That woman, looking over. With the Nawab.
Camille.
Camille.
Her real name is Kamla, but our star courtesan is much in demand with our new European clients. One took to calling her Camille. He said she's exquisite, like a camellia flower.
You renamed her.
We're all inventions here. Now, come away. She's not for you.
Why not?
For one thing, you couldn't afford her.
I'm a prince.
My dear, no one can.
Sophia, you're back.
Camille.
Are you well? Are you recovered?
Yes, yes.
No, you've been ill.
She left an arm inside me. It festered. It's all right. I've stopped bleeding.
You'll need money. Here. No, take it. You do the same for me.
I doubt that.
That man with Premila. Do you know him?
Yes.
Don't open that door.
If I may... The flower in your hair?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. A lotus.
Ah, a Kamal lotus flower.
Camille Jan always wears one. My dear, may I present Prince Arman Devan.
Your Highness.
A lotus for your name, Kamla.
Oh, yes. Why not?
They grow in mud.
And bloom above it. Please, let me pass.
When can I see you?
Please.
What do you want?
From you? Nothing.
What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Such impatience. Less like a prince, more like a child.
No. Wait, come back. Come back. Pramila, get her back for me.
She won't come.
Why not?
For one thing, I think she likes you.
How do you mean?
My dear, don't be obtuse. A woman in her position can't afford to like a man.
No?
I shall begin to suspect that young man of a romantic disposition.
Arman Devan? Never.
No, Madam Sir!
Out! Out! That's it! Get out!
Hiding my moonstone necklace and pearls under her bed. Robbing me clean. I should send her back to her pigsty of a village.
They're all the same.
I have never known a servant yet who wasn't light-fingered.
You should know, dear.
I should have let her choke on them.
Janavi's a dung-cake, but a good servant.
I only took her to show off.
Playing the lady? Well, why not? With those bones, there isn't a door you couldn't kick open. I always had too much flesh. Oh, this hair comb is pretty.
Have it.
Really? But they're rubies. You're a fool.
Am I?
My dear, it isn't appreciated. It's despised.
What?
Generosity.
I'm sorry to hear you say that.
And I'm not gifting you these new shawls. You're buying them. If I gifted you girls everything, how would I run this house? No room for generosity here.
Then you should kick me out.
The most desired courtesan in Calcutta.
What about this one? Pretty gold brocade.
Oh, now that is enchanting.
Flogging more shawls and dupattas, Pramila. Getting you in the deep again, Camille.
I'm always looking out for my Camille.
Like a leech.
Sophia, try this shawl. Come here.
Makes her look like a ghost.
I'm still tired after last night. I'll be resting in my quarters.
You want to watch that girl. And we have to pay the seamstress, the jeweler, the musicians, all you girls contributing equally.
But I've already paid you.
How else to entertain in Premila's house?
Here. Settled.
For now.
Camille, merci.
Yan Paul! Yuvita! I wasn't expecting you. Everything all right?
Yes, thank you, Camille Sahib.
Your family, your mother?
All well, thank you. Oh, boots.
Boots? Oh, you mean Yan Paul is growing? Oh, you're growing! You will put it somewhere safe?
Of course.
He's well?
You've been climbing trees, haven't you? Banyan trees, peepal trees.
Yes, I even saw a monkey.
A monkey? Oh, see what I've got for you.
What is it?
A toy carousel.
Oh, so many horses.
Here, let's sit and watch it turn.
Will it go backwards?
No, you'll break it.
Thank you, Camille Mazzy.
That's it.
Still my little man, are you?
I'm your man.
Now, what are we going to get for you, my little Rasagala? I know, buttermilk and sweetmeats.
Yes, please.
Good, you said please.
Come here. Hurry, finish getting dressed. The merchant Thanik Sahib is here.
Where?
On the stairs.
No! Little man, quick, down to the kitchen with Yuvita.
I don't want to.
I'll see you soon, I promise. Now go.
Ah, Thanik Sahib.
My lead horse went lame, so I had to walk.
Wah-wah, well done. Some wine?
Oh, steady on, Madam Sahib, steady on. We don't want to be out of action before the entertainment begins.
Thanik Sahib.
And how is my Camille Jan, sweet thing? For you.
A sweet-smelling bouquet of cash. Thank you. Now, sit.
That's an order.
Premila Sahib, she's so strict with me. Camille Jan, I walked.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Then you must be rewarded.
Oh, good.
Now, let me say goodbye to Premila.
Oh, Premila Sahib, business as usual. Oh, do you still have your list of favorite clients? Me at the top, above those grasping Britishers?
Indeed. Our list is growing rapidly longer. You're still on it, old fool.
Here, for your next payments. They reek of his sweat.
Before I go, yes or no to Arman?
Arman?
The prince. You said he might call on you.
No, I didn't.
You'll entertain this old Babu, but not Arman?
Very well. Bring him with the others for the soiree tomorrow. But promise me, he won't be a nuisance.
You'll manage.
Now, what shall we sing for you, hmm?
Something special?
Only if you are good.
I am.
For telling me a lie.
I am a good boy.
Prove it. Another gift.
Open it.
Jewel-studded bangles.
See? I am a good boy, my lovely Camille Jan.
You are, Tanik. You are. Sadikama. Welcome, dear General Sahib, to our soiree.
Good evening, Camille. Flowers for you.
Oh.
You don't like them?
White flowers are funeral flowers here. Oh. For the grave?
Oh, forgive me. Please.
It's nothing.
Here. Will this make up for my faux pas?
A gift box? For me? Oh, what beautiful shoes.
Do they fit?
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Here, allow me. One.
Fits perfectly.
And two.
Oh, what is this? General, oh! It's dazzling.
Allow me to fasten it.
Oh, a string of diamonds, like raindrops.
Like in England, when the snow melts in winter.
Yes.
First come little drops. Plink, plink. Yes. And then plink, plink, plink. Yes, exactly this. Come, Camille. Plink, plink, plink. One, two, three. Plink, plink, plink. And one.
What are we doing here, General?
We're doing the waltz, my dear. Blink, blink, blink. One, two, three. Sophia, Premila.
General Sahib, I should hire you as one of my courtesans.
Sophia, would you like to dance?
I would. Enough. No, we have a soiree to commence. My dear, you look enchanting. No wonder Arman couldn't keep his eyes off you.
He wasn't very civil. I hope he will be more amiable this evening.
Arman's joining us?
If he can tear himself from the races. At the moment, he's enjoying the greatest pleasure in the world. He's winning.
And what's the second greatest pleasure in the world, General?
Losing?
General, sit here. In full view of Camille's dazzling talents. Hook a pipe or pan for you?
Just the pipe, please.
Sophia, what's on your neck?
Nothing. The Thakur tried to strangle me.
Oh, Sophia.
Nothing my dupatta can't hide.
She'll end up in the river.
Not if it's the last time you allow him here. I'll get ready to begin.
General, how clever to come from a small, cold island like England and colonize everywhere that's hotter.
Oh, yes. For example, now in England, we're still wrapped up in woolen hats and scarves. Thick fog every morning.
Camille, for love of Bhagwan, let's begin.
Three estates?
Oh, yes.
Large ones?
Yes. My favourite is in the middle of England. I keep my finest collections there.
Collections? Of jewels?
No, no. Horses and carriages and wheels and harnesses.
Oh. Camille.
Is she ill?
No, strong as a racehorse.
Your Highness.
Camille Jan. Am I late?
Just in time, Arman Sahib. Please, be seated.
I must have swallowed a feather.
Why did you sing that song?
You prefer something more sentimental. You surprise me.
It doesn't suit you.
What would you require me to sing? Something more elevated? Don't delude yourself.
May I stay?
Impossible.
Why not?
Surely I'm not obliged to give you reasons.
Don't you like me?
No.
I think you do. What's the matter?
You lack grace.
Allow me to put myself in your hands.
Why do you seek to be less than you are?
Or you think I should aspire?
Who knows? It might be more interesting.
Don't tell me you require virtue.
That would be provincial, would it not?
Are you going to name your terms and allow me to fill them?
What I should require from you is not, I think, yours to bestow.
And what is that?
Respect.
What?
I mean towards yourself.
Myself?
And a little honor.
Are you seeking to question my honor?
I dare say you keep faith with those of your own sort. I speak of another kind of honor.
And what kind is that?
Between a man and a woman.
Ah, you want gallantry.
Mere mutual courtesy.
Tchah.
You find that bizarre?
I don't know what you mean.
No, because you have a black heart. You're a demon.
Permit me to prove that I'm not.
Then begin by allowing me to pass. Thank you, Arman. Why are you smiling?
You called me Arman.
Hookah pipe or pan?
A dance.
Again?
Just for me?
If it's so important.
Not if it isn't to you.
To me? You are sentimental. Such games come expensive in this house.
I don't want to play games.
What do you want from me?
The truth.
The truth. Oh, I don't think you can afford that.
It's what I want.
Please go. The general is waiting. Leave with him.
No.
You see? You are a black-hearted demon.
If I am, you make me so.
Please, go.
No.
Very well. One night, if you insist, then you can say that you know Camille. And that she is a disappointment.
Why would I say that?
I don't mind what you say, as long as you go.
Very well.
I have your word.
I promise to do whatever you want.
Follow me. How many times have you lost your heart?
None. Until now.
Liar! You must have been in love. Tell me.
It's true. I did love someone once.
Who? Who?
My father's riding master.
I'm jealous.
Was he handsome?
Not in the least. He was short, bandy, and cursed.
But you loved him.
He gave me butterflies. I don't know why.
No one else?
No.
Ah, so that's why you're unhappy.
Yeah, I'm not unhappy.
My dear, you are full of grief.
Oh, I love it here. Everything in this room.
I love the glass because it sees your face. I love the perfume bottles because they glide over your skin.
Look at the crests. The initials. All different. Remember that when you start to feel sentimental.
Why did you let me stay?
Because you were a nuisance.
You could have had me thrown out.
Yes. How well your mother made you.
I doubt if she was paying attention at the time.
Why is the nape of a man's neck so moving?
I don't know. I can't see it.
Perhaps it's because you carry all your troubles here.
Mm-hmm.
And here.
Mm-hmm.
And here.
No troubles. I have no troubles.
No troubles?
Mm-mm. None at all.
No. No, no. Do it now. No, not like that.
What is it? What's the matter with you? No, Arman, no.
No.
What is it?
Nothing.
Tell me.
It's nothing. I said it's nothing. Don't let go of me. You let me go.
Shh. You were dreaming. A bad dream. You were dreaming.
No. No dream, I told you. Don't let go of me.
No. Come back here and tell me.
Very well. If you must. My mother was a washerwoman at the court of a Nizam. My father died when I was 9. I have 4 younger brothers. And I have a son.
You have a child?
Yes.
Where is he?
With the farmer's wife.
Is that why you... Tell me, I want to know.
Ah, you want to know. What do you know? I know the way you live. I used to clean the palace with my mother at 5 o'clock in the morning on tiptoe while you all slept.
Are you accusing me?
No, I... When I was 13, I became a servant. I slept in my own bed. Oh, the bliss. After 2 years, the Nizam took me into his bed. His habit with the younger maidservants. A year later, I had our son. You have no idea what difference a child makes. Your life is quite changed forever. You're connected with someone who is and isn't you. Your own flesh. I love my brothers, but you grow up. You go away. You're on your own. Until, if you are a woman, you have a child. Then you are never lonely. You're never alone again, whether you wish it or not. Whether you see the child or not. It's there. Part of you. Of your body.
Do you see?
No. I hardly ever see him. He doesn't know I'm his mother.
But...
I was dismissed, of course. I went to my mother's sister, where I was not welcome, and sat by the river, wondering what to do. Drown myself. Then, one morning, getting dressed, my cousin came into my room. No strength to push him away. Afterwards, he put his finger to his lips and gave me a gold coin. And there it was. I knew all of a sudden how to do it. How to go through the magic door. How to be warm. How to be comfortable. Wear fine silks. Read fine books and listen to fine music. I had a golden key. After all, what had I got to lose? Innocence.
I'm surprised you don't hate us.
Hate? Love? Anyway, I had a child to support.
And then?
I took a chance. I went back to the palace. I knew the family were up in the hills in Missouri. I let myself in, and I helped myself. I filled a trunk. Then I called up the butler Wala and said the Nizam had been kind enough to make provision for me and gave him the name of a hotel I'd found on the morning room table. Mm. I fetched my son, took him where I knew he'd be well cared for, and I came to Calcutta and sat for 5 days crying for my baby and waiting for the police to arrive. I laid it all out. The silk saris, cashmere shawls, turquoises that had never been worn. The jade jewel box with inlaid gems on the lid. Oh, you have no idea of the magic of things when you've never had any.
And then?
Nothing happened. Nobody came. So, one day, I put on one of the Nizam's wife's chiffon silk saris and floated out into the hotel gardens.
And then?
Was there, riding the Nizam.
Did he see you?
Oh, yes.
What did he do?
He got down from his horse and hit me in the face. Here. I still have a scar from his gold ring. So, now you know.
You're a tigress. A lion.
How can I bear it? It's what you all want to know. I bear it very well. Oh, at first you shut your eyes, dream of the handsome valet. But then, if you're successful, who has time to think? And who is to say what goes on in our heads?
What do you think of when we make love?
You.
How can I be sure?
You can't.
What is it between us? From the moment I saw you, you accept my ugliness.
But you're not ugly.
Oh, I am. Believe me, I am. You don't condemn. You don't judge. And yet, with you, there is a chance for something other. A possibility. I'm happy.
Is that so alarming?
Unnerving. I'm at home with you. I've never had a home before.
You? No home?
I was sent away to school at 7.
How could your mother bear it?
I slept in a 4-poster bed big enough for an army. She never once came to kiss me goodnight. And only once did she ever touch me. I had forgotten to bow to her as I went to sit down in the mandir for prayers.
Didn't she love you?
The question never arose.
And your father?
Like me. A demon. What's the matter? Oh, you're crying. No, no, don't cry. There's no reason to cry. I've always been perfectly well provided for. I am extremely privileged.
Oh, my dear.
No, don't cry. No, I don't deserve it.
Why not?
I'm worthless.
Oh. Don't ever say that. Oh, my love. It's not right. It wasn't fair. You shall never, never, never sleep alone in a dark, empty bed again. I won't have it. Oh, my love. Now I know you. Now I know. Damn them. Damn them all. Arman, I love you.
I never saw the purpose of love before. I never understood its meaning. The purpose of being alive. Now I'm in love with everything. With the earth, oceans, trees, even people. Everything tolerable because of you. When you kiss me, I come to life.
Oh, wake up, Arman. I'm not, but you must.
Why?
Because I ask you.
No one is to touch you.
Arman, please. My dear, how can I afford you if...
I can afford you.
No.
I shall give orders that no one is to enter.
How can you be jealous? You know me for what I am. You know, you knew that about me. Take what you can, what there is.
No. That's over for both of us.
For how long? A month? 3? 6? You'd think I'd lend you my heart for an instant? I'd be a fool. Don't you know what I am risking as it is? I'm losing friends, connections. There are creditors and British tax collectors at the door.
How much do they want? I'll pay.
No! The day you pay for me, I'm a dead woman. I can afford you. For a little while, at least.
Have I not made myself clear? I mean to stay forever.
Forever? Oh, my dear. However short my life, it will last longer than your love.
You have my word.
And what guarantee? Your heart? Can I burn that to keep out the cold? Arman! This is a house of business. It runs on credit, and let me tell you, when the news that I am no longer seeing the Nawab is known...
But you can't bear him.
He gave me sapphires. I can bear him very well.
I don't believe you. Come away with me. Live with me. We have each other. What more do we need?
You'd leave me.
What makes you so sure?
It's in your interest, as it is in mine to guard my freedom.
Please,
no.
Come
here. Don't ask me to be poor again.
I am prepared to change my life for you.
And what of my life?
Camille. Kamla. I am asking you to marry me. To be my wife.
You're mad. You don't know what you're talking about.
Very well. Since you find the idea ludicrous, we won't marry. It's all the same to me. Don't you understand? We're free to do as we please. Too much love, that's what it is. Too much love. What can I do for you? What can I give you?
Nothing.
I'll arrange everything.
No.
Why not?
My dear, they won't let us.
They can't prevent us.
If I could. If everything were different. No! There is no world. No way that you and I can be together except in the moment. Please. No, don't touch me. There's nothing for us. Don't be a fool, Armand. Only a fool believes a lie.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Breathe. Breathe, damn you. You can if you choose.
Armand. It's from the throat. The doctor assures me it's not the relentless form of the disease.
There's been blood before?
Yes.
Come here. We'll go away. Up to the hills. We'll find a cottage and walk and sit in the sun. Think of it, huh?
Oh, if it were possible.
Who decides if not us?
A house with a small garden and evergreen pine trees.
What do we own if not our lives? What else are we responsible for?
And we would eat mulugatani soup, mutton curry, and egg koftas, and drink tea, and all the things they eat and drink in the hills.
I mean it. Live, Camille. Live. You can, if you choose.
Choose?
Yes. Choose. Please, come away with me, now. I know the very spot. It's high, with wide open fields and the air you'll breathe.
Perhaps for a month. 6 weeks. The summer.
No, not like that. Make the choice.
Very well. I choose. Could it be possible? A life together?
Why not? What else is it all for? What else?
Yara, did you pack the shirts? Boots?
Already in the trunk, Armand Sahib.
Ah, there you are. Good morning, my dear boy.
Sorry to keep you waiting, father.
You're packing?
For the hills.
Fine morning, huh? I've been trying a new horse. An imported English stallion. I believe I shan't take him.
Uh-huh.
I hear you distinguished yourself again, betting at the races yesterday.
Britisher company men think they're wealthy nawabs.
A few more such triumphs. You'll be the first bankrupt of the season.
What do you want? You find these papers unclear?
My dear boy, if you wish to realize capital...
The money is mine to dispose of as I wish.
Your mother's will was perhaps ill-advised.
I am in need of funds.
Oh, so we are led to believe.
Camille has debts.
The best-kept woman in Calcutta.
Be careful.
The money's running out like the Ganges. I realize we've never been close.
An understatement.
Nonetheless, we are alike, you and I. On the surface, nothing given away. Underneath, boiling rage.
Is that so?
You see, I do understand. Placed as we are, no one to believe, no one to trust, yet one must have warmth. To buy affection, to pay, is the cleanest bargain, the most honorable transaction. The right woman, a beauty, of course, intelligent, sympathetic, discreet, a woman of wit and style. If you'll allow me, may I say, I admire your taste.
Have you finished?
Hear me out. There's no objection to your taking a permanent mistress. On the contrary, however, in our position, one must beware the wire. Can't afford to take a fall. Responsibilities.
Any responsibilities I care to assume will be of my own choosing.
Ah, the wandering life. Well, why not? For a while. Time enough for the halter.
What do you want?
To arrange your affairs for you. I have come to settle your debts and to offer you a draft for 20,000 rupees. In return, we only ask that you maintain your courtesan discreetly and in a manner which will not embarrass your family.
I see. There is something you should know. I intend to marry Camille.
That, as you know, is entirely out of the question.
She says the same, but that is what I intend to do.
I forbid it.
You can't prevent it.
Oh, can't I? Come on. None of us is here by choice. We are all of us random cards. We play the hand dealt. If I'd had my choice, I should like to have bred horses. Stallions. However, there it is.
Oh, forced to submit to privilege. My condolences.
My dear boy, you are my heir. Responsible for estates the size of Calcutta.
The land is not entailed. Let my brother have it.
Impossible. Have you no thought at all for your family? Do we mean so little to you? Do you want to break your sister's heart? Her engagement has just been announced. The Raja will break it off at once. What's to happen to the poor girl? It's arranged between our high-ranked families.
If it's been arranged, he'll marry her.
And destroy himself and his family? You know better than that.
You can't begin to understand.
Understand what?
I have to marry her.
Why?
It's my only chance.
Chance?
For life.
What sort of life? You intend to create a new universe above the aspirations of the rest of us? Is that it?
I'm in love with her.
Oh, is that what you think marriage is? Some sort of beatified love affair? It's a contract. Look around you. You think society runs on love? Talk to me of love in 6 months when the money's run out.
Once our debts are settled,
Once her debts are settled, she'll leave you.
6 months ago, I should have agreed with everything you say. Now, I'm the most fortunate man in the world because Camille loves me. And it's not just a question of love. It is a question of friendship, of respect.
Respect? For a whore? Huh? You dare to talk of love. You dare to speak of friendship with a whore. You dare to come to me to talk of marriage. Introduce a harlot into my family. Are you seriously suggesting that you want, as your life's companion, before Bhagwan, as the mother of your children, our heirs? A woman who has felt the private parts of every man in Calcutta.
Don't you dare!
Dear boy, what does it matter if it's one woman or another?
I warn you, don't speak to her.
Very well. I shall stop your allowance and disclaim responsibility for your debts. If I post that publicly, you may whistle for credit. There won't be a door left open to you. My dear Armand, think it over. Come and see me tomorrow. I shall be waiting at the palace at 3 o'clock.
Piara! Help me carry the trunk. We're leaving right away.
Have you chosen their names?
Oh, yes.
Well, what are you going to call them?
The little one's named Sunny and the big one's named Plumpy, after Madame Premila Serve.
You rascal! Armand, catch the little rascal.
Oh, I got you.
Now, be careful when you're looking for eggs.
He's as careful as can be, aren't you? He finds them quicker than me.
Wear your jacket.
No, it's too warm.
Oh, let the boy be. He doesn't need all
just
of this.
Just to be sure.
Go on. Off you two go.
Come on, JP. Race you to the barn.
Yes.
At last, I have you to myself.
You're jealous? You're jealous?
Of course.
Don't be jealous.
Not if you ask it.
Are you happy?
Yes. H is for happy. House. Home.
Yes? You're sure?
Yes.
What is it? What's the matter? There's something wrong. Oh, tell me.
No, it's nothing.
Tell me.
I've been misled.
What do you mean? I haven't misled you. I have never sought to mislead.
Not by you. By love.
Love?
I have been entirely misinformed.
You're disappointed? You are disappointed.
No.
What then?
To be the custodian of something so precious. What to do to keep it safe?
We can't.
We can. We will. Camille, they cannot hurt us. There is no way they can pull us apart. We're strong, you and I. Engines of possibility. I shall do as we planned. Become a printer. Write, if I've the talent for it. If not, print the works of those who have. It'll be as we said. We'll work together, side by side. To support our children. To read, to think, and to be as clear as we can.
Oh, Armand.
So, this is where you two have been hiding.
Welcome, ladies.
Premila, how lovely. Oh, Sophia. Oh, my word. What pearls. As big as peacock's eggs.
I know. They keep me ever so warm.
Bought by the general for you.
Yes, we had a laugh about it. You don't mind, do you, Camille?
Not at all.
There, I knew you wouldn't. You're well?
As you see, blooming.
So it suits you, Darjeeling life up in the hills?
Wait till the winter, the mud, the chilblains. The lovebirds will be back in Calcutta.
How is Calcutta?
Amusing.
And how is the general?
Wonderful. We've been travelling all around India.
Where?
Bhagwan only knows. We kept having to be somewhere to get somewhere else. I think it was the Indian Ocean, but I was too busy drinking it all in.
They were asked to the royal costume ball, Sophia and the general.
Really?
She went as a powder puff, he went as a brush.
But you like him.
Oh, yes. He's so interesting. About the East India Company, controlling the shipping fleet, railroads, trading posts. He seems to control an awful lot.
Well, we have a pond. Come and see.
Oh, good. Can we punt? Is there a boat?
Afraid not.
Never mind. People in boats are such hooligans.
Oh,
How much did the furniture sell for?
10,000.
Is that all?
Camille, selling is not buying.
You saw Danik Sahib?
Nothing.
Thank you, Yuvita.
Madam Sahib.
I'll keep Yuvita with me now. Janavi left. She didn't want to come up into the hills. I told her you might find her something.
I already have. My dear, how long can this go on?
As long as the money lasts.
What then? I can't get credit in your name anymore. There are new stars rising. If you continue this nonsense, I shall be forced to abandon you.
I thought we were family.
You can't expect the rest of us to follow you to ruin. For pity's sake, Camille. Do you want to end up like me? Everybody's cat's paw. There's nothing so vacated as being a woman of my age. Listen to me. What you have doesn't last forever.
I know. He's asked me to marry him.
Has he? Oh, Bhagwan. So that's why his father is back in Calcutta.
What?
Armand didn't tell you. Princess Camille, there's no profit in it the way things stand. You'd have to leave India. He'd go into drink. I've seen it all before.
I don't think so.
You love him? Is that it?
Perhaps.
Then he won't want to ruin his life. He'll be ostracized, cut off from everything he knows. What about your family? Just lifting their heads above water, thanks to you. And then, there's the boy. The one who calls you Camille Masi. You want him schooled, don't you? You're a beauty. Men desire you. You keep us all afloat. Not a bad achievement for a little girl who couldn't write her name. My dear Camille John, don't throw it all away. What are we all to do? How do we survive without you? Listen, I've met this charming British merchant, lucrative links to the East India Company and to all the merchants in Calcutta. He saw you at one of the soirees and he's dying to make your acquaintance. Not young, but very soundly based. You could still see Arman. Why not? He must learn to share. My dear, I know these royals and aristocrats. They're cold. Finished off in the cradle.
He's changed.
Oh, I doubt that. I doubt that very much. Come back. Once it's known that Camille is back in Calcutta. Oh. My dear, you should see the silks this year. Colors like a sunrise. You won't be able to resist them. Come back.
Pramila Sahib, I truly appreciate your coming to see me. But...
You're not coming back?
No.
We'll give it another month. Ah, Sophia, get ready. I don't want to drive in the middle of the day. The horses will get hot.
No, don't call me a fool.
Why ruin yourself?
Particularly for Arman.
You really like him.
There seems to be some sort of necessity. I'm almost persuaded, some of the time. Amazing as that may seem.
I'm thinking of going away.
Where?
Egypt.
With the general?
Yes, the general.
Is it practical?
If you mean can he afford it? Oh, yes.
Will he treat you well?
I doubt it. But I dare say I won't behave either.
You are looking well.
Thank you. Are you coughing?
I haven't been.
Good. Then life here suits you?
It seems so. Write to me.
Wherever his travels take me, of course.
Yanpal! Come and say goodbye to your Masis. Everyone's leaving. Must you go?
A few matters to settle.
But I've spoken to Premila.
We shall survive.
You may depend on me for that. Come here.
Must you see him?
My father? I said I would.
Be careful. Don't let them persuade you. And if you dare go to the races, I shan't speak to you for a week.
A week? My solemn word.
Don't wait up for me.
You know I shall.
Camille, Massey, we're going to catch folks.
You didn't finish your lunch.
It was only the cabbage.
It was only the cabbage.
Oh, I'll cut some apple slices for you. Oh, be careful at the pond. And don't touch the frogs. Oh.
There was no one to announce me, so I took the liberty of walking around. Well, if it isn't Camille Jan. Good day to you.
Your Highness.
Fine view. Damned hot, dusty ride, though.
Some water?
Quality Scotch whiskey. Can you afford it?
A gift. I usually keep it for creditors and tax collectors.
And not a lot left.
As you can see.
I hear you're being sold up.
And what are you going to do about it?
I? Not my affair. If my son chooses to ruin himself, that's his concern.
But how is he to live?
How indeed? Since he's cashing up, it seems, on your behalf.
I have not asked him to do so. I've tried to prevent it.
So much so that he's gone through his mother's inheritance in a month. A pity. Since I'm withdrawing financial support, including my name to his bills.
You can't.
All the disclaimers are in my pocket.
He has as much right to the money as you have. You didn't earn it.
Come, losing your temper? Wearing thin already, is it?
You'd like to believe so.
Oh, no pleasure for me watching my heir make a fool of himself before the whole of Calcutta, let alone upsetting his family.
So you've come to offer me money?
Of course.
How much?
50,000.
You have a sense of humor.
I'll go to 75.
You're wasting your time.
100, then, that's the top.
Have you got it with you?
Don't play the fool with me, girl. There's a closed carriage outside to take you to the train station. Back to Calcutta. Come with me now. I'll pay off the rest of your debts and set you up again. Come, Camille, be honest. Aren't you bored after Calcutta? It won't be so pretty here in the winter. Armand will understand. If not now, later. You cannot stand by and see him ruined if you truly and genuinely love him.
How could I wish to ruin him?
I knew you would see the right of it. We know the rules, you and I. Come, take my arm.
No! Don't touch me! Every day, every night, I feared it. Lying awake, waiting. No more of it. That's over for me. You have no authority here.
I could have you arrested within the hour.
On what charge?
Does it matter? Do you think you matter? You will leave with me now.
Get away from me!
Don't get hysterical.
What right have you to come here, threatening me under my own roof? Do you think I can't take care of myself? You think because I'm a woman, you can come here and bully and threaten? You think I'm nothing? A piece of wood to be pulled out of the road? We are free of you and your kind. We don't need you. You poison the air you breathe, the ground you walk on. So take your foul breath and your rotting teeth and your stinking ass out of my house. Go on. Get out. Get out.
Have you gone mad?
Get out.
I can have your name placed on the list of undesirables. And if I do that, if I do that...
Camille, Massey, look. Oh.
Yuvita, take Yanpal inside.
That's a fine frog, my boy.
Don't touch him.
A fine frog like that deserves a coin.
Thank you, sir. Ooh, a gold one. Look, Yuvita.
Boy's a credit to you.
Oh, thank you, Your Royal Highness. Thank you ever so.
Yuvita, take him inside.
A fine child, your son.
Leave him out of it.
good-looking boy. A little rough in his speech, perhaps. But that's soon mended.
He's not your concern.
Is he not?
Will you go?
No, he's a fine boy. I'm taken with him. He has an air of Armand at the same age.
Go. Just go.
I might even be prepared to assist in the matter of an education.
Thank you. No!
Come, my dear, you're a realist. Hmm? You know how most people live. You must know the worth of such an offer.
I tell you, no.
I might even be prepared to take him. Accept him as my natural son. After all, in a way, it's his birthright. We'll hire a tutor, give him English lessons, perhaps even send him to one of the best boarding schools in England.
You demon. You're a demon.
He'd be reared as a gentleman.
You think I want him to be like you?
You want him to be able to read, don't you? Carry on a profession? It's in your hands, Camille. Hmm? It's for you to choose. What shall it be? Will you choose for yourself or for the child?
No. No.
After all, I am the boy's father.
Stop! I can't. I can't give him up. I won't.
Very well. In that case, I shall be forced to get a court order stating that you are an unfit mother. I can have our child removed from you before sundown. Have you forgotten your place, Kamala?
No, don't. No, please. Please, don't. No, Maharaja Sahib. No.
No,
Masi. No. Yampal, come here. No, don't do this.
Take the boy away.
Yes, Your Highness.
Right, no. No.
Oh, for pity's sake, Camille. No need to make a fuss. You were always a realistic girl. Courageous, too, as I remember. I admired your spirit. Surely you would rather know where our child was placed. It goes without saying, I shall keep my word on the matter. Come. You're known as a generous woman.
I want him educated.
As I've said.
And you'll adopt him? Give him your name? I don't want him left to servants.
I'm about to marry again. I believe she's fond of children.
Please.
He will be well treated, I assure you.
Shall I see him again?
Perhaps. When he's a man. Come. Take my arm. We'll go into the house and you can write the note.
The note?
To Arman. Saying you have returned to Calcutta, that you are bored here in the hills, that you prefer your former existence. There must be no confusion, no doubt as to your intentions. I must have your assurance that you will never seek to receive my son again. Do I have that promise?
Yes.
After you've written the letter, we'll take the train to Calcutta together. Then the boy can come home with me. Come.
Camille, I'm sorry. Camille! Camille? Camille, are you home? Where? No. No. No, 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 no. Come here!
Africa.
The most exciting place in the world, except Calcutta, of course.
Beautiful dress. You look like a firework.
Egyptian?
Such a handsome couple. Enjoyed yourselves then?
Yes. I spoiled her well. We feasted.
Sailed down the Nile, saw the pyramids, shopped in the Cairo bazaars.
Wah, wah. Now the season can begin. My dear, we must buy some silks and shawls. Pale is the last word this season.
Oh, pale, eh? That will suit Camille, then.
Oh, Danik Saab, always the wit.
Where is Camille?
Floating around here somewhere.
What is it? Is she ill?
Never more sparkling.
She's ill.
I haven't said so. You should see the wealthy British merchant she has in tow.
How ill? Tell me.
Well,
Prince Arman.
Sophia, a bronzed face from the past.
Arman, what about my newest courtesan, Janavi? So full of life, you'd adore her.
Would you?
She's disgusting.
Stop it.
What's the matter with him? Oh, Bhagwan. Is that Camille? With the Britisher?
Good evening, Camille. Up for a breath of fresh air?
Your Highness, please let us through.
I compliment you on your choice of transaction. A rich Britisher. But you'll find the lady wanting, Britisher Saab, failing in contractual commitment.
Enough! Arman, there's no point. Please let go. You're hurting me. Please, let go.
No, sir, please.
Arman,
don't touch her. Thank you, Sophia.
Why did he do that? He shouldn't have done that.
I'm fine. We're leaving.
Camille. Too pale. Too thin.
I'll kill him. With cyanide.
My dear Sophia. No, you won't. It's over. He was drunk. We'll buy silks and shawls tomorrow.
If you wish.
I can't seem to do without new purchases these days.
We could go to the big bazaar on the outskirts. The air will do you good.
Ah, I'm perfectly well.
Are you? Have you thought of travelling south?
I couldn't leave Calcutta.
Why not? You should think of your health. If not for yourself, for the boy.
I've had him adopted.
What?
I don't see him anymore.
But why did you do that?
He'll be educated. It's more than we were.
Is it? Well, I wouldn't have let him go. I'd rather he was a pimp than let him go if he was mine.
Well, he isn't. So there's the end of it.
I like playing with him.
Have one of your own then.
Hardly likely. After all the herbal potions, knitting needles.
Oh, Sophia.
Damn you. Get over it.
How? Oh, stop scowling like a cross cat.
Forget him. You don't need him. How could you allow yourself? We'll go away. Together! Where is Yanpal? I'll fetch him back. Love of Bhagwan. There are bruises all over your arm.
Madam Saab needs to rest.
I'm not intending to stay, girl. Oh, what a fracas. The whole of Calcutta is talking. Are you recovered? You look very pale. Pinch your cheek, Sophia.
I'm fine.
Good, because the British merchant will visit you. His dear Camille. Soon. He's bringing them with him.
Bringing who?
The emeralds, you fools. He's had them all reset. Especially for you. I'll be back in the morning to settle up. Keep out the brandy bottle. You'll have no trouble.
How much are they worth?
The emeralds? Oh, millions.
Good. We'll leave in the morning and find a place where the sun shines every day. Why not? We'll have the sun on our backs for the rest of our lives. What's to prevent us?
Best not to kiss me.
Tomorrow, then.
Spit in the pot, Madam Saab.
Thank you, Yehuda. Have they all gone?
Yes, Madam Saab. Is there anything I can get you?
Oh, yes. Shawl, please. Oh, Yehuda, it's so cold.
Cold? But the room's... Here, let me wrap it round you.
Oh, you're so good to me.
Shall I call the doctor?
Why?
There's no need to pay. He'd come for you.
But I don't need him. I'm well. I'm very well.
Then may I bring you something to eat?
No, thank you.
Please, a little dal and rice, huh? Just a little.
If you must. Arman?
You look pale.
It's nothing.
Did I hurt you?
No. I'm just cold.
Cold? The room's stifling.
It's nothing. I should get up.
It's exactly the same. I thought everything had been sold.
I managed to buy back some of the furniture. The rest I had copied.
Why?
I wanted everything to be the same as before.
I should like to burn this room and you with it.
Do it then.
All a lie. All those days, all those nights. Coming up for air, not just from love, but from the ecstasy of talk. I'm uglier than before.
Forget me. Survive. I'm useless to you. If I truly loved you, the best thing I ever did was let you go.
Is that it? You thought you'd ruin me?
No. As I said in my letter, I was bored. I'd had enough.
No, I don't believe you. Look at me. Look at me.
Don't.
Hold me. Hold me, please. Please.
No. You mustn't. No. You don't understand.
Please. Let me in. Oh, please.
Your dear, beautiful face. Oh, I can't. Oh, Arman.
My own love. Never let me go.
Oh, my love. My love.
Why did you do it? Why?
For Yampal.
Why? Where is he?
I've lost him. I had to give him away. And as you see, I've lost you both.
We'll get him back. Go away. Away from here.
My love, how are we to live?
What does it matter? The rest is unimportant. We'll go away together, the three of us. Our own life.
Oh, yes.
We'll go to Europe. I'll take you to the opera in Paris, my love. Oh, you're so cold.
No. I'm warm.
Together, there is nothing we may not achieve.
Oh, my love. What is it, Yehuda?
It's the British merchant, Madam Saab.
Send him away.
Yes. Send him away. No, wait. Together. Do you mean it?
We must leave. Now.
There is a way. Oh, my love. Emeralds. Rivers of emeralds.
No.
Why not? A chance. A possibility. Allow me to find a way for us. I will. I can. I must.
No.
But don't you see? It's not important. He'll fall asleep on the rug. Oh, my love. I bring you a dowry. I shall provide for us. Why not? Trust me. Will you trust me?
What are you saying?
Not for one night.
Oh. Be careful. Be very careful.
But I am. I was. I have been so careful. I guarded our love like a fragile flame, and I was right. For that is what it is.
No.
No. Don't go. It's for your sake. No, no. Armand, no. Please. Please. You can't go. Not now. No. No.
To pay you for your time.
Madam Saab? Madam Saab!
Let me.
Madam Saab, rest.
Is the bailiff pricing the furniture?
The bed now, with your permission.
How much for me?
Rest, Madam Saab.
Not a lot, huh?
Yuvita, the Imam is here.
I'm not dying, am I?
Of course not.
Yampal. Yampal.
It's daylight.
Yes, a beautiful morning, my friend. The botanic garden always looks so splendid at this hour.
Armand, what a surprise. We were all certain that you were abroad. Sophia, General Sahib, over here. And you are?
Ghassan Murad.
What weather.
Ah, the weather.
Makes you glad to be alive.
Biscuits? Imported from England, courtesy of the General.
No, thank you, Madam Sahib.
My dear Armand, where have you been hiding? We've been making our plans for the summer. We're all going north to Kashmir for Sophia's nuptials.
Join us.
We'd be delighted.
Please come.
I believe Armand Sahib wishes to remain in Calcutta.
Through the summer?
We'll die of the heat.
Why not come to Kashmir? New scenery, new faces.
Your friends are right. Go north. I believe Kashmir is a fairy tale in summer.
Most beautiful, I assure you.
Thank you. No.
Then where you will. I should be delighted to accompany you if you'd care to. The Himalayas for the mountains or... I have it. Europe. We'll go to Europe. To France. See an opera in Paris. Oh, my dear fellow.
Armand.
No. Leave him to me. Oh, my friend. No more rapture. Well, can it last? At least you had it for a while. What more do you want? What more is there?
You. You did it. You finished us. It wasn't the thing, was it? No. It wasn't convenient. The wrong transaction.
What?
No profit in it once my father cut me off. There was a chance. For something real. Something honest. But you don't want that, do you?
What's the matter with him?
So tell me. What is it that you want from us?
Is he drunk?
After all, we are your creatures. Your inventions. Tell me!
Very well, you wicked boy. Armand, be nice to Genevieve. She's much in demand, but I'll set you up with her.
You make me ugly.
I make you ugly.
Very well. If that is what you want.
Well, my dears, a little beauty sleep. Ghassan Sahib, my card. Call on me.
Nee.
No, I insist. I'm at home every afternoon after 5. You need enjoyment, you see. I can tell. General, Sophia, let's get back to Genevieve.
Come along, my dear.
Of course.
Call on us soon, Ghassan Sahib. Soon.
Thank you for your card, Madam Sahib. Good day to you all.
Camille by Pam Jems was adapted for radio by Satinda Chohan. Camille was played by Charithra Chandaran, Arman by Ronak Patani, the Maharaja by Narinda Samra, Premila by Shaheen Khan, and Safiya by Ramit Rowley. The General was played by David Holt, Dhanik by Nitin Ganatra, Ghassan by Ronnie Juti, Yuvita by Manjeet Mann, and Yanbal by Robin Cross. The music was created and performed by Arun Ghosh, Sarathi Gorwar, and Preetha Narayanan, and the sound designer was Paul Arnold. Camille was directed and produced by Amber Barnfather. It was a Flare Path production for BBC Radio 3.
And there are now dozens of plays from Shakespeare to contemporary stage hits, or from Drama on 3, available on the BBC Sounds app.
Where will the BBC Proms take you this year? To Mozart's Vienna with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra? The forests of Finland with the Oslo Philharmonic? Or the summer heat of India, the birthplace of the Sarod? From virtual worlds at the Gaming Prom, planet Earth as you've never heard it before, or out into space. There's so much to experience at the BBC Proms. Tickets are now on sale. And listen to any prom live on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is Radio 3. At midnight, unwind with the music and meditation podcast. Before that, at 11:30, escape to the seaside and enjoy the sounds of a day at the fair in slow radio. But before that, it's 9 o'clock and time now on Radio 3 to join Hannah French for more music from the recordings featured by Andrew McGregor on yesterday morning's Record Review programme.
Good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra, where we say hello with a goodbye from Puccini.
Freddie De Tomaso.